Hello, it's Jessie here. So we're looking at the last section, Wild Within. This is our ultimate aim and what all the other sections have been guiding us towards. I mean, there's Wild Within in all sections because it's about connecting to our true selves, checking in with our instincts to see if something is serving us or not. But this section is very much about, you know, where are you in your life? What is it that you want? It's a space to give that inner self a voice, and really focusing on connecting to your wild self, really. You know, all the experiences have built who you are today, but you know, you don't have to sit there passively and let it all happen to you. You know, change starts within you. I mean, it takes time. There's no magic wands, unfortunately, and you know, it can feel overwhelming, but with self-compassion and not judging, you know, taking it a step at a time, taking breaks when it gets overwhelming. This is the journey of unbecoming all that you are, all that you don't want in your life. You know, I used to dread having breakdowns because it's literally your whole world falls apart, doesn't it? But now there's a reframe around it because it's an opportunity to rebuild yourself the way that you need to, you know, perhaps the way you were before the breakdown. You know, something wasn't quite right for you, which is why, you know, you got to that point. So, you know, I really recommend looking at the bigger picture. You know, who do you want to be? What do you want more of? What kind of people do you want in your life? You know, I recommend doing vision boards, maybe mind maps, things like this. At this stage, it's really connecting with, you know, who you are, you know, your true self and who you want to be. You know, so it's a step on from the last section, Good to Be You, you know, looking at who you are, your identity, you know, just what makes you tick, really. And also sort of, again, you know, getting rid of what's not serving you, you know, really working with what's going good for you. You know, sorry, I'm just reading my notes here. So there's a lot more detail in my book, Release the Wild Within. But you know, the part of Wild Within is very much being your wild self. You know, it's not that cliche of, you know, wild life of lots of parties and, you know, sex, drugs and rock and roll and chocolate in my case. But you know, it's very much about, you know, what works for you. Like so perhaps if you're employed, you know, the rhythms of employment, does that work for you, or do you need something different? Do you maybe need to work 3 days a week rather than full time? Do you maybe need to start up your own business? You know, there's so many questions around it, but really it's stepping into your strengths and, well, being who you are and unapologetically and, you know, without justification or permission, really. This wildness, this wild within, I know I'm there because I actually feel very peaceful and very balanced. You know, it is interesting how we think of wild as the sort of over the top, crazy, you know, drinking lots, partying lots. But actually, you know, when we look at wilderness, it is very much about doing things at your own pace and in your own way. You know, looking at seeds, they grow when they're ready to. You know, seasons are there for a reason, and the plants and, you know, wildness, it fits into the rhythms of what nature gives us, and it's about us as humans also being in balance and in connection with that. So, for example, at the moment it's we're having a bit of a heat wave, and I'm seeing lots of people walking their dogs because it's time to walk their dogs. You know, there's no thought of, is it too hot for the dogs? You know, will their paws burn? Will they get overheated? You know, there's none of that. Yeah. It's just very much that rigidity of, this is how it's done. You know, there isn't that flexibility of working in response to nature and things like that. So yeah, it's about connecting to your, well, your true self, you know. And you know, knowing who you are and listening to all the messages that your body's giving you. So, you know, if you're struggling or if your anxiety's gone up, you know, what are those messages that is trying to tell you? You know, do you need more rest? Do you need do you need a break? Do you need things sort of changing, you know, the way that you've set things up? Do you know, does that need changing? Just reading on my notes. It's about just being you, isn't it? All right, well, I hope that's helped, and I hope you've enjoyed all the audios. But for more information, do, you know, sign up to my book, Release Wild Within, and if anything has resonated or made you think that you need more support in any area, then please do get in touch. All right, lovely. Hope you have a lovely day. Take care. Bye.